Right now, let me get to my guest. She is Amy Kramer. Amy is co-founder and chair of Women for Trump at Amy Kramer on Twitter. Amy, welcome into the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on. I mean, here we are in a sort of a parallel universe these days where you have a presumption of guilt and you have to go out and prove your own innocence, apparently, is what the left is trying to do to Judge Kavanaugh.
It is absolutely insanity. I mean, it's become nothing more than a circus. And it is about Judge Kavanaugh in this confirmation. But honestly, Mark, I'm more concerned about the bigger overall picture about losing due process. We're becoming a society where these liberal feminists, these feminazis, I think Rush Limbaugh calls them, are pitting men and women against each other. And I think it's very bad for our society. I think it's unhealthy. And I'm going to tell you what, I have a daughter. I don't have any sons. But if I had children, if I had sons, I would be very concerned for their futures. I told my husband, don't you ever go near any woman, because all it takes is one accusation, your life can be over. I mean, it's just, I've never seen anything like it. And it goes against everything our nation's founded upon.
Well, I saw somebody this morning suggest, I'm sure, maybe it was tongue-in-cheek, I don't know for sure, a hashtag him too, because if this is allowed to happen, then nobody, no male going forward is ever safe from this sort of accusation again. You can be brought to your knees, your career ruined,
yes,
over a 35-year-old accusation, whether it's true or false, if there's no evidence and it's never taken to court, which is what the Democrats know, this will never be in a courtroom, they can say and do anything they want.
You're absolutely right. I mean, they're in these U.S. senators are falling for this is what's amazing to me. I think Mitch McConnell said something on the Senate floor yesterday about being aided and abetted by U.S. senators. It's really unbelievable that these institutions that have been in place forever, and the Senate, their importance in advising and consenting, and they have fallen for this trick. Delay, delay, delay. And, I mean, I could see it from a mile away, and I'm not even in Washington, D.C., that they are waiting for more people to come forward. I mean, I don't know if you knew, but I certainly heard the rumblings, oh, there's more, they're coming out, just wait. And I knew exactly who was writing the stories, too. I mean,
yeah.
So if I'm hearing it, and I live in Atlanta, Georgia, you know darn well that the people in Washington are hearing it, too, and Grassley is falling for it. I mean, and that has been a huge disappointment for me.
I couldn't agree more. I wished that they, I mean, I was sorry that they carried on the discussion for so long about the hearing. The point is, they should have said, this is the hearing date. Either show up and testify or don't. That's your choice. But this is when we're having the hearing, and then we're going to have a vote a week from that day. All they've done here is delay it so they can try to drag more issues out. Whether they're true or not is irrelevant. Chuck Schumer, as much as admitted this yesterday, go to cut number four for me, Tricia, please.
Anything less will be reviewed, will be viewed by the American people, and I believe, judged by history, as a stain on Republicans in the Senate and a stain on the integrity of the majesty of the Supreme Court.
Oh, Chucky. All they're trying to do is stain Brett Kavanaugh to try to prevent the Republicans from putting him on the court, because if there was legitimacy to any of this, it would have come out when they had the original hearings.
Absolutely, it would have. And I want to say, listen, I mean, any person that makes these accusations has a right to be heard. Okay, they have a right to be heard. But you also can't go out there and make a claim that somebody has done something that is criminal and illegal and then not back it up. Since when does this guy have to go out there and defend himself against something he doesn't even know what he's done? And I thank God he came out yesterday and is fighting back and said, I will not be intimidated. I'm going to move forward. Remember, Harry Reid went and lied about Mitt Romney. And now he says he has no regrets about on it either. They will do anything to stop this confirmation. You know what this is really about? This is about Merrick Garland, and this is about Russian collusion, and they think that Donald Trump has stolen the seat and that the Russians helped him.
Yeah.
That's what this is about, and they are willing to burn down the U.S. Capitol to stop this. They will do anything. I'm actually surprised, and I'm headed to Washington tonight, but I'm actually surprised that the U.S. Capitol has not been on lockdown this week. I think it's a very volatile situation, and we've seen violence come from the left, and I'm really concerned for everybody there because I do believe that they will do anything to stop this. They're not playing here. They're very serious about this.
Wow. Amy Kramer is my guest. She is the co-founder and chair of Women for Trump. She was one of the original folks in the Tea Party movement, and we appreciate your efforts in that as well. Did you see the scene last night with Ted Cruz in Washington?
I haven't seen it, but I heard about it.
It's amazing. We've got a little bit of, let's play just a few seconds of the audio here, Tricia.
We believe survivors. We believe survivors. God bless you. We believe survivors.
God bless you.
Excuse me. Let my wife through.
So he's at a restaurant with his wife, and the people on the left, following the orders of Maxine Waters and the others, seem to think they've got a pass to harass people in a public place. In this case, they were harassing him over the Kavanaugh nomination, and they screamed at him until he and his wife had to get up and leave the restaurant.
What were they screaming? We believe what?
We believe the accuser.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, over and over and over again.
Unbelievable. At what point did we become a society where somebody can make a claim and it's taken as fact and the other person is a liar? I mean, it's really unbelievable. I can't believe it. It's going to happen more and more. I mean, listen, I don't want to make it about me, but I've had death threats. I've had to call the FBI and the local authorities. And somebody on another radio station yesterday said, how do you know what's real and what's not? And, you know, it's one thing when somebody's sitting behind a keyboard, you know, typing, oh, you know, I hope you're raped by a football team or whatever they want to type. But it's a whole other thing when they go to the extent of finding a phone number, calling and leaving a message that is so deranged you can hear it in their voice. And it scares you. It really is unnerving that we've come to this point. And who do these people think they are? I mean, seriously, who do they think they are? And why are these owners of these restaurants allowing this to happen? Why are they not calling the police and having these people removed?
Well, I think that they must pick and choose the restaurants because they know the owners will put up with this. I don't know which restaurant this was in D.C. last night, but that's just pathetic. Amy, let me ask your thoughts on this. I believe, and I was talking to one of our other hosts here on the radio station earlier, that if you saw that latest Gallup poll where for the first time in 7 years, more people favor the Republican point of view than the Democrats, I think the Democrats are going to see a backlash from this because people are starting to realize, if they didn't already, maybe they finally woke up, that the left is willing to do anything to win their point, to the point of defaming a man with the reputation of a Brett Kavanaugh. It could happen to anybody.
It could happen to anybody, and I mean, that poll, I think that they are going to see a backlash on it. It's the first time in 7 years, I think they said, that Republicans have a higher favorability, and I want to take it, and I would say take it and say it's because they're starting to see who's rational. I mean, these people are so unhinged, and they are, you know, where are the Democrats that are, you know, mainstream, down the middle. They've gone not only on stuff like this, but I mean, look at the socialists that they're electing. What's her name? Ocasio up in New York.
Ocasio, yeah, Cortez.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just this, it's their policies too. There's no one left that's really down the middle. I mean, it's either you're with them on the far left or you're not with them. And I have a hard time believing America's going that way. Maybe it is. I really have a hard time believing that. But I will tell you what, most of the country is not that way at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, we're more mainstream. also you treat each other with respect. You may disagree with each other, but you respect each other's opinions. That's what America's about. But these people have become unhinged, and they're being funded by George Soros. I mean, these people in Washington that are going in and doing this to Ted Cruz, don't think that it's just people that live in Washington, D.C. that are upset about these. This is people that have been bussed in there, activists that are being paid to do this stuff.
Yeah, it's a great point, and I appreciate your time today. Amy Kramer, people can find out more at amykramer.com. That's K-R-E-M-E-R. Amy, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you